What it is, what's good. This is awkward because we haven't spoken in a while, and I have so much to say. I have so much to say. And honestly, I know that the first episode that I posted of season 2 was a whole French episode. And I was in a space where after being on a French-Canadian Quebec show, I believed that I had to just speak French and just abide. Is that the word? Abide? Or like just cater to that one population. But Gem Talks has always been in English, and I am bilingual. I do use a bilingual speech every day, but I mostly am comfortable speaking in English, and my thoughts are in English, and I write in English. So I just want to be as comfortable as I can with you guys. And I do feel like I'm going to be very honest. Like, I do feel like I don't feel like I lost myself. It's so easy to say that you lose yourself. I feel like I'm growing and I'm learning the new version of myself. Because I didn't lose who I was. I just outgrew who I was. And I'm someone that's very controlling. Like, I love to control my environment. I love to control everything because it gives me peace. But I haven't been able to control shit these days. And it's like, it's not giving me peace. It's really, like, chaotic. My emotions, my thoughts, my actions are very chaotic. And I thought that I had everything handled when I came, like, back to reality, like, back to my family and friends and my routine after being away from everything for 2 months. But I realized that, yeah, nothing was handled like that for real. And I want to be able to be myself on this podcast. I want to be able to take my time. In life, I've rushed a lot of things. I'm someone that doesn't know what patience is. And I feel like I'm in a space in my life where stability and patience are very important to me. And I used to record video podcasts and stuff like that. But at the beginning, if you're an OG, you know that it was only audio. And I realized that doing video podcasting, like, there was always like something that wouldn't work out. And I was always trying to rush it, like, I was trying to, like, you know, and it was just not giving what I was supposed to give. It was not giving what I actually wanted it to be. And I want to bring back the safe space that I built with Gem Talk. I want to bring back the fun I had with Gem Talk. And to be very honest, like, the few, beginning episodes of Gem Talk, like, I felt like I was just talking just to, like, talk. Just to, like, cater to, like, the one show. But, okay, I was on a show and I'm so thankful for that. I'm so thankful for the blessings the show brought me. But also, I'm not only that. And I think that I thought that when I came back, like, I thought that my life was only Love Island, Quebec. But it's not. Like, Ruby is way bigger than that. Her light is way bigger than that. And I have had to realize that. I've slept on myself so much because I've overthought so much. Like, I've stopped myself from doing a lot of things because of the fear of people judging me. But low key, like, I've always been someone that, well, I'm okay. When I was younger, bro, like, a lot of people would share their opinion about me and it would be a lot of negativity. But because I was always loud, I was always the loudest in the room. Not loud, like I yell, my energy was always felt. And I saw it in people. I saw it in myself. Like, when I walk into a room, and I'm not even trying to be on some cocky shit right now, but when I walk into a room, a lot of people in high school used to tell me, like, why do you walk like you own the place? But take in, guys, I didn't even notice how I was walking. But people were like, why do you walk like this is your, like your runway? And I thought it was a bad thing for so long. I thought that trying different styles was a bad thing for so long, because a lot of people around me would tell me, like, what the hell, you look stupid, like, look what you're wearing and stuff like that. But Ruby is someone that loves to try new things. She loves to, she just loves to change her appearance as much as she wants to. I'm not someone that fits in one box. I've never fit in one box. I'm always someone that tries new things and that just does a lot of things, honestly. Like, I've never liked to be in one box. And I think I've let the opinion of others dictate my life for so long. And I've put others on a pedestal, and I was a people pleaser. That's all I'm trying to say right now. And I would just, like, romanticize the fuck out of other people that just didn't even deserve to be romanticized. In a sense that, like, their personalities are not all that. Like, a lot of people, like, we romanticize them without realizing, like, they're not the kings and queens we're portraying them to be. And they know that, but they don't know that you don't. Wait, they know that, but they also know that you don't know their true colors. So they'll use the fact that you're putting them on a pedestal as long as they can. And when you drop them to the level that they actually are, it's a whole problem. They will treat you like shit. And I've dealt with so many unstable people. I am unstable as well. I am the villain in a lot of people's stories. As much as, like, I'm the good person in a lot of other people's stories too. But honestly, bro, like, I've just, all this to say, I've let myself create a life for myself based on other people's opinions. And I'm at a point where I just want to do what the fuck I want to do. And whoever likes it. Whoever doesn't, doesn't. Because I cannot continue to be in a box anymore. Like, I'm not even someone that likes boxes. Why am I forcing myself into a box to be accepted, to be loved? And I feel like that's a wound that I've never really faced. You know, we claim we're healed and everything, and like, life is great, but nah, bro. Life slapped me in the face. In the sense that, like, there's always work to be done. There's always work to be done. And it's okay. Like, at first I was ashamed, because I'm like, after all the work I've done on myself, how can I be so stupid and do this and that? And how could I not notice this and that? Like, I wasn't even noticing that I was spiraling. Like, I became so impulsive, like angry and just lost. Like, I would have negative emotions that would just come to the surface and just feel like, why am I feeling like this? Because I was so busy being there for everyone else but myself. And I'm now learning to have those boundaries. Like, it's 1 a.m. right now. I'm supposed to be sleeping. I have a photo shoot in the morning. But I felt like I needed to talk. And I'm talking. I've felt so bad about not continuing Gem Talk. Like, I was so lost that I was going to give up on all this. But Gem Talk is my outlet. It's my therapy. So I'm just so tired of, like, stepping on eggshells. Is that the fucking quote? Is that what the people say? Whatever. I'm just so tired. Like, I want to be myself. I want to celebrate myself. I want to stop overthinking about putting my content out there. I feel like I overthink so much that I act on impulse, and then I just like it doesn't make sense. Like Ryan, like I am I gonna wait 2 years to build my own studio, my own podcast studio, and then record episodes? No. Another thing, like I've had to learn to use my resources. I feel like sometimes we're put, the universe puts us on a high, and we forget how blessed we are, and then we just go back down because the universe is like, okay, sis, relax. Let me put you in your place. And you're like, oh my gosh, I have nothing. But it's really in those moments that you realize that you have everything. And I feel like I'm at that moment right now. I have the tools to become who I want to be. But do I have the mindset? Do I have the discipline? Not really right now, but I'm working on it. And the fact that I've taken the step to, like, I'm recording on my phone right now. And, like, I'm really happy about this. It's just like, I'm going to upload this, and whoever needs to listen to it will listen to it. I'm not making excuses for myself anymore. Guys, I'm going to tell you a secret. I love to act like I got it together. Like, I actually have it together. Like, you know, I do my thing or whatever. But I'm a scaredy cat. Like, I'm a scary girl. Like, I'm scared of things, bro. When I post pictures, when I post TikToks, the TikToks where I'm giving advice, like, I'd be scared. I'd be like, oh my gosh, people are going to judge me. I need to delete this right now. Can't look at my phone. No, no, no. Just straight overthinking. But it's like, and it's like, oh my gosh, I'm not getting the views that will make me look like I'm that girl. You know? I know we'd be looking at the numbers. I'm not the only one. But honestly, like, fuck all that. Because I literally overthought. I would overthink myself into like a panic attack and then just do nothing because I'll just freeze. I don't want to freeze no more. Like literally time is being wasted on sleeping on myself. I can't sleep on myself anymore. Like I literally don't have it in me anymore. And it's like, I was thinking to myself, like, I keep seeing the same quotes every year. Like, people are just saying the same things every year. Those motivational speeches are the same words that come out from different mouths. And it's like, how come I heard the same quote, I read the same quote last year, but it's hitting different right now? It's because literally it's all about the mind. Like your mind shifts. And it's like instead of focusing on the noise that's in my head, I'm focusing on actual valid stuff. Like being there for myself, allowing myself to be selfish. Like a lot of people around me are going through stuff right now. Just like I'm going through stuff. And usually I'd be like, oh my gosh, like I need to be there for them. But I don't have the capacity to be there for people anymore. Because realistically, I don't even know what advice to tell people anymore. Because how can I be there for you, babe, if I can't be there for myself? How can I give you the advice that you need if I don't even know what to tell myself? How can I give you a safe space if I haven't even created a safe space for myself? And I had to realize that, like, I had to be real with myself. Like, you can't, at some point, you really can't fake it with yourself anymore. And I realized, like, I wasn't even being a friend to myself. I wasn't even being a sister to myself. And we talk about the importance of friendships, the importance of being there for your people. But the importance of being there for yourself is so crazy. Like, it's literally ta source de vie. Like, without the friendship that you have within you, how can you be a good friend to other people? And I wasn't being a good friend to myself. I wasn't listening to my emotions. I wasn't respecting my boundaries. I wasn't taking the time to listen to what I actually want. I was just like, yeah, 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 to everyone, but no, no, no to myself. Whoa, let's stop it right there. Because it's not one of those. Let's not do that. And I blamed myself for a bit about like, oh, Ruby, like you slept on yourself for so long. Now you want to be all kumbaya with yourself and stuff like that. And one thing that I find that not a lot of people talk about is the ability to forgive yourself. Like, it's really easy to forgive your loved ones, but forgiving someone that you can't escape from, like yourself, is so hard. Because you'll literally do the dumbest thing and then have to live with it. Like, you literally cannot escape from yourself. It stays here. So I'm at a point where it's like, damn, if I have to live with myself, I might as well make it a great life. You know? So yeah, I'm allowing myself to be selfish right now. Like, I don't even have the capacity to be there for my loved ones. Like, I don't even know how right now. Like, and it's a part of me is breaking. It's breaking my heart because it's like, damn, I don't want them to think like I'm like letting them down. But honestly, like, I genuinely need to be there for myself. And whoever understands that will stay. Whoever needs to go will go. There's also like the importance of like communicating that actually. I don't think I've communicated that with people, but honestly, like sometimes I find that words are just so useless. I've been in situations where I've communicated my emotions and was taken so out of like context that it's like it's broken friendships that I didn't want to have broken and stuff like that. So it's like sometimes I'm like, fuck, let me just not say anything, you know? Anyways. I'm learning to love myself. I'm learning who Ruby is right now, because I know who Ruby was before, but I don't know who she is right now. And I'm learning her new boundaries, learning her new goals in life, learning her new talents. Like I'm actually listening to my heart and where my heart wants to go. And I feel like sometimes in life you literally have to be shipped away from everything that you thought you needed in order to really find who you are. And I feel like I'm at that point. And I'm really proud of myself for using the resources that I have for now in order to flourish into like who I want to be. So today I posted a TikTok that I was giving advice. And back then, like last year, I my goal was to post some every week and just, you know, give people advice that I know they need because I needed them. But I would always be scared that I would never post anything. I would not posting it, but just filming it and seeing it, watching the video and just seeing how uncomfortable I look. But how do I look so uncomfortable? But it, literally the desire, the passion that I have for this is burning inside of me. Like, but on the other side of fear, there's love. And when you fear something so much sometimes, it's because you love it so much. And maybe you need to face that fear in order to like be able to be safe and love that thing safely. And when I downloaded the TikTok, my automatic reaction was to overthink. But I literally told myself, like, what are you going to do about it? You're going to delete it again and then what? You know? What's going to happen after that? Like, what do you want to do after that? So I just honestly, like, also, something I struggle with is detaching from my goals, like just having fun and knowing where I want to go in life, but then also having fun during the journey, during the process, because obviously that's the most important part. The outcome, literally, you get what you want for 1 second, and you're just like, you know, what's next. But the process is what makes it beautiful. And I don't know. It feels good to finally accept myself for who I am. This is so corny, man. But yeah, it just feels really good to finally accept myself and to finally listen to myself and finally give me the freedom to be and do what I want. Because it's like, I'm not losing anything. I can only gain from this. And yeah, that's how I feel. Honestly, like being on a reality TV show is not for the weak, because maybe it's not even being on the show. Honestly, even before the show, like I felt like I was comme en train de métamorphoser. Like, you know that that phase of a butterfly when they're in the cocoon? I felt like I was in the cocoon for a while, and like, I'm like, fuck, I want to escape, but shit, the cocoon's not done. And I feel like I'm finally creeping out of it right now. I'm not all the way out, but I'm creeping out of it. And it feels amazing to finally see the light when you thought that there was no light. To finally be your best friend when you thought that no one was there for you, but you had yourself all the whole time. Finally give yourself the love you've been begging and seeking for your whole life. To finally let your guard down with yourself, like, just breaking down those walls for yourself and allowing yourself to meet who you are. You know? Anyways, these are my thoughts. We're going to restart season 2. I'm not going to delete anything. Y'all seen what you seen. But now, I'm going to make you guys hear me. And I will be consistent. I was going to say I will try to be consistent, but I'm going to be consistent. I'll update you guys on this journey towards loving myself and learning who I am. I'll update you guys on towards like anything, to be honest. Because like I said, this is my therapy, and I'm past the old Ruby, but like I'm coming back to my source. Yes, that's what it is. I'm coming back to my source, and it feels good. And I know I've said that a million times on this episode, but it feels so good, guys. It feels so good, and I really appreciate it. So yeah, have a beautiful day, night, afternoon, whatever time you're listening this. And we'll see each other. Bye.